Welcome, witches, to episode 21 of Witch Talk. My name is Bree. I'm a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of July 1st to July 7th, 2024. I am so happy to be in July. This month has a lot on its plate, and it's going to be almost a prep month for the coming chaos of August, but at the same time, the last 12 days of July is super packed, and that can almost feel chaotic in itself, so I'm glad you are all here to hear about it and have some guidance for the coming weeks, because things are going to start moving really fast, gradually. Like, this is the most chill week of July, and there's still a lot of things taking place. Before I start, though, I wanted to remind you about my new bonus series, Cosmic Counseling. If you have any stories or burning questions about astrology, now's your chance to connect with me, whether it's wild hookup stories, dating adventures, crushes, or anything astrology related. I want to hear from you. I have gotten some pretty crazy ones so far. I've gotten international voice messages, I've gotten whole essays and novels and screenshots, but I've also gotten just some simple astrology questions. So no topic is off limits. You can choose to be anonymous as well. And I can't wait to bring this more chill and fun segment onto the podcast soon. So be sure to fill it out. It takes less than a minute to fill out, depending on how much you want to share. The form is linked in the episode show notes. And if you fill it out, you might just hear your submission on the pod. Also, don't forget that transit and timing readings are currently discounted. Get that while you can. And surprise, surprise, the big bad birth chart deep dive is now 30% off from now until August 25th. That is over a month, basically 2 months of the most in-depth reading I offer, which is essentially a combination of all the other readings, 30% off. This reading will not be on sale again for a while after this, so you're definitely going to want to take advantage of it now, especially because August has some pretty chaotic transits that I'm sure some of you would like some guidance for. Link is in the show notes. And as always, links to support Palestinian youth and families are linked in the show notes. I don't mention it every episode, but it's always there, so I want to remind you guys. Now, let's get into this busy bee of a week. So we start with July 2nd, actually. Busy, busy day. We start the day off with the moon in Taurus, and when I say start the day off, I mean early, early morning, and the moon actually switches signs to Gemini before noon, so not much of that Taurus moon is going to be enjoyed on July 2nd, because I'm sure most of you will be asleep for that last bit. Then early morning again, 6:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Neptune begins its retrograde in Pisces. Now this is going to be a pretty subtle but still important shift. This retrograde is for peeling back the layers of confusion and avoidance in order to dive into the deeper, often very hidden aspects of our conscious and subconsciousness. It's a time to revisit spiritual themes, creativity, and areas where we might have been deluding ourselves or escaping reality. Neptune, with its resonance with Jupiter's traditional rulership over Pisces, links it to themes of expansion and philosophy and spirituality, really prompting a reevaluation of our spiritual beliefs and having deeper thought into the philosophical underpinnings of our lives. On a global scale, since it's an outer planet, Neptune's retrograde will most likely mean topics or issues like climate change, ocean conservation, and healthcare might come under scrutiny. People might continue to question their ideals and values, looking to uncover secrets that have been obscured by misinformation or wishful thinking, especially with Jupiter in Gemini now. And remember, we're almost at the end of this Neptune in Pisces transit as a whole. Neptune entered Pisces in 2011-2012, and it will be having its last bits of the transit in the next 2 years. So these are the last effects of it that are being built until it enters Aries. An hour later, at 7:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury forms a trine to this newly retrograded Neptune. Because it's so early and it's retrograde, Neptune is actually stationary, which means that it looks like it stops moving before actually changing its direction, either from direct to retrograde or from retrograde to direct. So it's a little in-between moment. Now, Mercury is at Cancer right here, 29 degrees to be exact, because guess what? An hour after this, Mercury leaves Cancer and enters Leo. So this trine combines the watery realms of Cancer and Pisces for the last time, both ruled traditionally by the moon and Jupiter. And it's that emphasis on the water signs that means a flow of emotions and spiritual awareness. It's an aspect where dreams and reality blur, creating opportunities for important creative expression and intuitive understanding. The thing is that that emphasis of that water energy only lasts for about an hour, because then Mercury enters Leo at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is important, and actually most important thing I'll probably talk about this entire episode. As Mercury moves into Leo, the tone of our communication shifts dramatically. Leo ruled by the sun, brings a vibrant, expressive energy to Mercury's realm of thought and communication. This ingress marks a time when words become more bold, opinions are stated with confidence, and ideas take on a more dramatic flair. Very, very Leo. Now, I want to stress the importance of the ingress in Leo because Mercury will retrograde in Leo next month, and it enters its pre-shadow phase on July 17th, which is about 2 weeks from now. This is going to be a long cycle that sets the stage for themes that will be revisited and reevaluated during the retrograde period, which spans through both Leo and Virgo. So next month, we're retrograding through two signs, with Mercury not returning to consistent direct emotion that's not Leo or Virgo until it enters Libra until late September. So from now until late September, those Leo and Virgo houses are going to be majorly activated for you, and you're going to see a lot of movement there. And Mercury entering Leo specifically encourages us to express ourselves boldly, take pride in our ideas. It's a time to step into the spotlight, share our creativity, and communicate with passion and confidence. And the upcoming retrograde wants us to prepare for a deeper reevaluation in how we present ourselves and our thoughts to the world, mainly in that house of where Leo is going to be activated for you. And then we continue the day, not even at noon yet, with the sun forming a square to the north node at 9:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this creates a tension between the comfort of familiar, nurturing environments and the push toward pioneering new paths and independent journeys. Very much cardinal energy here, with the sun being in Cancer and the north node in Aries. And there's this major lunar node activation going on. It prompts us to address areas where we might be holding on to the past or resisting change. It's an aspect that wants us to embrace new challenges and move forward, even if it means leaving behind what's familiar to us. The square to the north node puts an emphasis on the need to align our personal goals with our higher purpose and destiny. 11:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, still July 2nd, the moon will enter Gemini, nice and cute, which means that the next 2 days are a time to seek out new information, connect with people, and embrace a more lighthearted, flexible approach to our daily lives. And finally, we get to Venus forming a trine to Saturn all the way in the late evening at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any aspects to Saturn this month, which are only trines and sextiles, which is great, will be important for two reasons. One, it's in the degree that it first started to retrograde in, which is 19 degrees. But two, because Mars and Saturn have a big, bad, malefic square next month. And some of these quote-unquote day-to-day aspects that people think are little are actually the building blocks to those bigger aspects and transits that we feel. And Saturn began its retrograde journey at this critical 19 degrees of Pisces, a degree resonating with karmic and existential themes, and this speaks volumes. This trine is not just a quick moment, it's intricately linked to Saturn's ongoing retrograde narrative. It's a time when the seeds sown during Saturn's direct motion are now being meticulously re-examined. Venus's trine to Saturn can mean that these seeds, particularly those involving relationships and finances and financial structures, are ready for a realistic assessment. I think that this aspect may bring a more cautious approach to financial management and investments, and we'll start this time when careful, measured steps are taken to build sustainable foundations, whether in personal finance or in broader economic policies. And back to what I was saying earlier about that Mars-Saturn square next month, these aspects to Saturn foreshadows that square. The trine with Venus is a preparatory phase, offering a softer approach to the themes of discipline, restriction, and reality checks that will be more aggressively highlighted next month. Once again, these day-to-day aspects, often overlooked, are indeed the subtle but still very crucial building blocks leading up to more intense transformative events. And that, witches, is the astrology of July 2nd. Moving on to July 3rd at 3:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury, which is newly in Leo, makes an opposition to Pluto. Now, this is the first of three oppositions that are going to be made to Pluto this month. Mercury, Venus, and the Sun will do this. And because Pluto is this revolutionary planet, it's going to be important on a global scale, but also because these oppositions are all happening in Leo to that Aquarius in Pluto. So it's a battle of ego and humanity, which I'll talk more about when we get into Leo season. But Mercury's opposition to Pluto revolves around intense power struggles and transformative shifts with communication systems and medium and political discourse. This aspect might bring to light very deep-seated issues within societal structures, sparking intense debates. We just had the CNN presidential debate between Biden and Trump, which was an actual joke, but aspects surrounding Mercury and Pluto and Saturn are all going to be so important during election season specifically. So look at how that lines up. I'd love to do a bonus episode about it, because even just looking specifically at this aspect, the clash between Leo's very regal, individualistic energy and Aquarius's collective revolutionary spirit really underscores a pivotal moment where old systems face the emerging future, really challenging us to rethink our approach to leadership, authority, and communal responsibility. This opposition is probably going to manifest as intense scrutiny in media and communication channels. So the news, with hidden agendas and power dynamics coming to the forefront, I think you should expect some revelations and power plays that challenge established narratives and demand a reevaluation of the information we consume. The focus on Leo and Aquarius is a clash between traditional authoritative voices and emerging innovative perspectives, really just highlighting the ongoing struggle between what maintaining control looks like versus what embracing change looks like. And that intense scrutiny brought by Pluto's influence really lays the groundwork for Mercury's retrograde journey through Leo and Virgo, where these issues will be dissected and explored in greater depth. This opposition is a wake-up call, really urging us to address any unresolved issues in our communication. On July 4th, the moon returns to its domicile in Cancer, moving into the sign it naturally rules at 4:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is really nice because it's the 4th of July, so I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be spending time with their families and hanging out with people. The moon's ingress into Cancer on July 4th is a powerful reminder of the importance of emotional connection, family, and home. It's a time to celebrate our roots, reflect on our values, and nurture the bonds that hold us together. This will be a day that offers a moment of emotional renewal and healing, so take advantage of it. And that brings me to July 5th, where we have a new moon in Cancer. But right before that, Mars forms a sextile to Saturn. Now, this far in the episode, you guys should know that this is important because of that square that these two will be making next month. It's actually pretty crucial in the buildup because it sets the stage for that challenging square next month. The sextile offers a moment of stability and constructive planning, allowing us to build a strong foundation and develop strategies to navigate the upcoming things and challenges that will be happening. These two sextiling highlights a period of constructive action and disciplined effort, particularly in areas related to resources, finance, and social welfare. And this aspect is really beneficial for long-term projects and goals that require a more disciplined energy. It's an ideal time to focus on building solid, real things, whether in personal activities, professional projects, or financial planning. The Mars-Saturn sextile encourages us to take practical steps towards our ambitions, really creating a sense of stability and progress. It's a really nice reminder of the importance of patience, perseverance, and strategic planning in achieving our long-term goals. The new moon happens at 6:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day. This new moon in its domicile is a time of emotional renewal and the beginning of a new cycle focused on themes of home, family, and personal security. As we know, new moons are potent times for setting intentions and planting seeds for future growth, especially in areas governed by the sign and house it occupies in your chart. I honestly don't have much to say about this new moon just because it's so nice and chill and unproblematic. So just know that the intention set now will come to fruition over the next month, which is really needed. The thing about this new moon is that it's a nice, calm reminder to take care of yourself and your emotional foundation before things start to ramp up. Because when things start to move really fast and there's a bunch of stuff going on, you're going to want that supportive foundation that you set during this new moon. And then we end the week with Venus squaring Chiron on July 6th at 2:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This creates a tension between desire for emotional security and the need to address and heal wounds related to self-assertion and independence. This aspect challenges us to balance our need for nurturing and connection with the courage to address and heal our personal wounds. It wants us to address issues that may just be hindering our ability to create really harmonious relationships. I can see this aspect bringing to the surface unresolved issues in relationships, which would maybe force people to address underlying fears and insecurities that may be hindering your ability to form and, more importantly, maintain connections with people. So it's an aspect that promotes vulnerability and healing through honest and compassionate dialogue with ourselves and other people, really getting to the root of our emotional pain. So that concludes this episode of Witch Talk. Welcome to July. Welcome to a season of acceleration. I'm really excited to step into all of this. I don't really know why. Maybe it's because Leo and Virgo rule my sixth and seventh houses, which I happen to really love, but I'm ready for it. I love Leo and I love Virgo, and I feel like the events that will take place from now until the end of September are really going to shake things up. There's all of this Mercury retrograde mess and stuff, and then in September we step into eclipse season with a lunar eclipse in Pisces, so nothing is ever really over, but you just gotta embrace it. Thanks for listening to another episode, and don't forget to book a reading with me. Bye!